Welcome, friends, to a time of moral introspection and truth-seeking. Today, on November 19th, 2023, we come together to delve into the Ninth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness Against Thy Neighbor. Join Reverend Judith Taylor of Tyler Unity Center as we explore the importance of honesty, integrity, and the power of truth in our relationships and communities. May this sermon guide you towards a deeper understanding of the value of truthfulness and the impact of our words on those around us.
We are part of the church, the Iglesia, the ones who are called out. We are here because we want to know the truth. We want to live the truth. And we know it is accessible to us as we open our heart and truly listen. That's what meditation is. We are listening. We're not asking for anything. We're not comparing to anything outside. We are listening. Let's listen to God in our heart, the light within, right now together. Let go and go deeper. And come back. One of the words of the song mentioned, I will break their hearts of stone. Let your heart open. Sometimes what feels like it's going to hurt actually is freeing. So let yourself be open. Think of what you consider to be your highest and best in this life. Enjoy that feeling, knowing that it would not occur to you if the universe did not want your highest and best to manifest. Feel the joy. Feel the love that came from that universe coming together to lift you up. It's not something in the future, it's right now. You are infinitely loved right now, unconditionally. Feel the universe, all of the universe, galaxies, stars, planets, all came together to create this moment, this space for you to live and grow and develop, to love and see and understand. You are part of this divine order. And so is that which you seek. That voice saying, who will I send? You have been sent. We are here to be the light of the world. Feel that light inside. Even if you're not sure of just what it means, it's there. It is the very life you live. Know that you are a manifestation of divine order. You are love, and you are so loved. Let's bring into our minds those things that we think could be different, whether for ourselves, someone else, a country, the world, and feel that world that works for everyone. Feel God in our world being us, them, all things. feel the energy that is breaking open the hearts that need to be opened and healing those that are sore and in pain. Feel that energy. Peace begins with us. So as we radiate the love and joy and order that we are healing the world. The world is one, just as God is one. And we are that energy, conscious, alive, aware, thankful, joyful. And we let that radiate freely, without any boundaries. It is multiplies and comes right back to us so that we can continue the cycle of good, the cycle of growth, the cycle of peace. This is where we live from, the center of peace that we are. It is our nature, and therefore it's easy. And we remain there constantly, knowing that God is all there is, and all is well. And so it is. We're getting to the middle. I won't say the end, because we still got one more. But we're in the month of elimination. We're in the month where we acknowledge what doesn't work anymore and let it go. You all know I love to use my compost analogies. And there are some things you don't put in compost. Some things will just rot and stink. So everything cannot necessarily be composted. Some things we have to leave behind. And sometimes we don't like that. Sometimes we want to keep what we know in place, even if it doesn't serve us. It's a funny thing about us. We like the familiar. It's our comfort zone, even if we're sitting on attack. You know what I'm talking about? We all have things like that. Whether it's a habit we have or a habit somebody else has, it doesn't matter. It comes to the same thing. I can be in a place of love and remember something from my past that may or may not have anything to do with the now, and get all up in it and forget that this is not that. That was then. That's something else. And that this is a time for me to be who I am, which is love. Not judgment, not fear, not pain, not shame, because we all go through that. Now, today's commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness, is that very thing. When we tell ourselves that we're not enough, that's bearing false witness. In no way are you inadequate. It's not possible. God didn't make any mistakes. Well, he did make women after men, but that was just practice. I'm not saying men are mistakes. I'm just saying that when you make a different version, you improve it as you go, right? He knew that men had other things to do, so they didn't have to bear the children, right? So that wasn't a mistake. That was just equal and not even opposite, because we really are one. Remember, male and female made he them. So we are different aspects. We are all on a sliding scale, if you were. You remember when they would say, well, we grade on the curve, right? Except our curve is just an arc. There's nobody on that other going downside. We all are from the middle to the top. And the only reason we remain in all those places is because we can understand each other. We all have different strengths and weaknesses, interests and disinterests. So to make sure it covered everything, we got 8 billion of us, and we can be all the versions of us that we need to be. There needs to be someone to irritate me so that I can learn patience. There needs to be circumstances where I feel like I'm not enough so that I can remember and know that I am. So those aren't bad things. They're learning opportunities, right?
And if we can remember to smile when we go through them, it helps a lot. Because we all go through them. Now, in ancient times, we might say this is the law, but it was different. The law was not applied evenly to men and women. It was not applied to the slave and free and children. They were property just as much as women were. So bearing false witness meant different things to different people. In the ancient times, they cut off things, you know. And that was supposed to solve it. But clearly, if someone had in their head, I want to take this, cutting off one hand is not going to keep them from doing it. They're still going to do what they want to do. What matters is what's inside your head, inside your heart. And that's why it's so important to pay attention to what you think and feel. So many, I mean, I don't know, maybe you didn't, but I was raised to always think about the other person. I was a second child, so there was always somebody other there. You know, I didn't get that, I meant, where'd you come from? Kind of feeling. That's for the firstborn. I was the second born. I was, oh, okay, this is us. There's a we. And what I do affects the we. So I didn't leave water on the floor because one of we would slip and fall. That thinking of others. But I got a habit of being that way and not listening to me. I didn't think about what I needed, I wanted. It was always for the us. And you have to do both. You are a sacred being and you must honor yourself. And this sounds like it's talking about law, and it is. We're talking universal law. We are just as powerful creators as we could possibly be. And I think that all of us have experienced that. I mean, simple things like you think of someone and they call. Not so direct things that you get in a frame of mind and it manifests. I know we've all done that. One of the things that somebody mentioned today in Sunday school was how quickly you can change your mind. You can be in the middle of an emotional storm and realize, wait a minute, I don't have to do this to myself. Karen Drucker even has a song, I could have had peace instead of this. We can always make that choice. It's just when we forget and get into those chemicalized state. I'm using it both as the Fillmore's used it and as Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton use it. Because your body anticipates. Your body will release the chemicals for the emotion to be there before your mind knows what's going on. So if I've had a habit of responding to traffic, and I see traffic building up, my body gets ready. Oh, adrenaline, cortisol, let's do all this stuff so she can be angry. You know, and I'm like, body, hey, stop. You have to train it. I'm not going to say it's like a dog because it's much smarter than that, because we just said it can get there before your mind does. So you see how much you have to really pay attention. But you can choose. If I'm feeling annoyed at traffic, I remind myself, I don't know what's going on up there. Somebody could be having a baby in the middle of the street. I don't know. There could have been somebody out there giving hugs, and everybody stopped to get one. If I don't see it, and I react in my habitual way, then I get what I had a habit of. And if my habit is to be angry, that's what I get. If my habit is to sing a song, then I'm rocking along. If my habit is to wait and see and know that there's no way for me to know everything about the situation, then peace can begin with me. It's not misjudging, it's judging at all, because there's no way to know. I have to pay attention to know what I'm feeling because my body's doing stuff, but that's not where I want to come from. I don't follow what my body is doing. I tell my body, settle down. It's cool. Nothing's hurting you. Nobody's threatening you. Just chill. You don't have to stop feeling. You don't have to judge your feeling as good or bad. Just pay attention and not let your feeling run your life. Now, we do that with our minds, too. We think something, decide it's true, and live from that. No. Thoughts and feelings are tools for you to use, not tools that use you. That's important to remember, because you're bearing false witness when you tell yourself, you're not enough. I can't do that. They don't like me. They never will. All that is feeling and emotion, and some of it is memory. But that's then. This is now. Every second, you can create a new day. Just because you wake up in a grumpy mood, you don't have to stay there. You can even, but you know I'm kind of silly. You can even make it like it's pants you're taking off. You know, I'm stepping out of that. You know, that shake dust off your feet. Leave it behind. Let it go. No matter what it is, if it's pain, you don't have to pay attention to pain. You really don't. Even if you have pain, be grateful your nervous system is working. These people with no nerves, they can't tell that something's wrong. That's a very dangerous situation. So be grateful that your body is talking to you and trying to communicate, because we're all in a partnership with our bodies. And our bodies are made to manifest. So when we're thinking a certain way, it manifests. And it changes. It can manifest outside of our body, inside of our body, in our mind, in our hearts, in the people around us. But we are creators. We are made in the image and likeness of our Creator, who gave us that gift. So your thoughts, your feelings, your attitudes, your decisions, they're creative. Now, you may not mean to create that situation, but remember, we're told about breaking the heart open. Sometimes we resist that because it's a big world. Some stuff feels good and some stuff doesn't. But we are to love because that is who and what we are. Whatever it is, not judge it. We're not saying, yes, that was the right thing to do. We're not saying we like the outcomes or the actions or even the thoughts that led to that. But the person, when you say namaste, you're saying that the God in me sees the God in you. It's a celebration of that truth of our reality. And it's everybody. I don't care how interesting their behavior is. That's an kind of a useful word, because you keep your interest, you're paying attention, but I'm not judging. I'm just saying, I don't understand it all. So if I look more, maybe I'll learn more. And if you think about it, even if you study something 23 hours, I'll give you an hour for sleep, you won't know all about it. Because things are constantly being created, developed, combined, changed. Even if you just focus on one thing for your whole life, you'll learn a lot. But while you're learning, more is happening. So we can let go of fearing not knowing. All of us have that fear of not knowing. What's going to happen if that happens? I'm afraid that. See, that's your emotion. That's not reality. Drop the fear. Why are you afraid? God's in charge. I mean, really, all you'll ever meet is God, some manifestation of God. And they may be a stony heart that's being broken open. So you're seeing their pain. You're seeing their transformation. And sometimes we only see the stone. So just because we don't see the highest and best in each person's behavior does not mean that they don't have the same God in them that you have in you. Now, this sounds like it's about court, false witness. Yes, tell the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth. We don't do that, do we? I know I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, gee, that looks really weird. I could say, you came up with something that I'd never seen before. And that would be the truth. But saying it's wrong or weird, that's not. That's my judgment. When we say something's good, that's a judgment too. So we have to remember that all is one. That we don't separate people based on any external thing. When people behave or say certain things, they're going by what they know up until that point. And we always see through that. We never, you know, I always talk about, well, your glasses, this part right here is not corrected. You go in there and they turn their little dials and things, you say, this is better than that. And they, poof, then you get these magic glasses to see the world. But it's not a complete correction. It's based on their interpretation of what you said that was presented to you by that machine. What if there's a different machine with a different setting and you saw something entirely different? We're all looking through a screen of our own experience. You know, when we're babies, our parents are God. They said the sky is purple, then that's purple. And we go with that until other people disabuse us of that way of thinking. And most of the time, we try to act like what other people have said. But what if it's orange to you? How do you know? When somebody says a color, how do you know what color that really is, what they really see? And isn't that true about all the other judgments we make? If I say that, that's nice, that doesn't mean the same thing to you when you say that's nice. Saying that's nice to you might be equivalent of that's fantastic to me. And if I interpret your response based on what I expect, I missed it. So anytime we're interacting with each other, it's always good to remember, truly, namaste. See the God. You're talking to a sacred being. When you look in the mirror, realize that's a sacred being. There's only one of you. We know this, even with twins. There's only one of you. That means that there is that which is yours to do. There's that that's ours to do. We all want to live in a world of peace. We want to follow our vision and mission and values. And sometimes when you're in inspiration, you're not thinking about acceptance. You're thinking about inspiration. And that doesn't mean you're only 1/7, right? That means that you've chosen a focus for that time. And that's a good thing. It's good for you to choose what helps you grow and give as you feel. There's no should. That's one of the wonderful things about unity. We're all simply basking in the one and learning how to express that. And we don't judge each other for where we are in that. We don't judge anyone. We see them. And then we see ourselves. Because when we see them, we're seeing through these eyes, these feelings, these understandings. And when we realize that, everything we see is really a manifestation of us. Do you see how that works? So if you manifest love and peace, what world do you live in? Yeah, I like it. I like to be in there, and that's, I'm so glad to have all of you there with me. But all of us, as humans, have emotions that the body decides, and we don't want to do that. That's bearing false witness. When you tell yourself, I can't, I'm not good enough, I'll never do it, I don't know, that's false witness against God. Because God made you unlimited, unimpeded. Oh, I'm too old. Why? Skip, get a jump rope. Why not? Make funny faces at yourself in the mirror. I like that one. It's free. You can do it anywhere you are. And usually you'll find yourself laughing, smiling, because there's that in you that is still playful, still unimpeded, still joyous about everything. That in you is that unvarnished, untainted spirit of God. And we all have it, and we all get that little feeling of happy joy when we let ourselves go there. I don't care how serious your situation is, you can do that. When my mother was dying, she was able to make jokes about her experience and what she was feeling. And that was such a gift to me. And I think that we all retain, my mother was 94. We all have that, no, 95. We all have that part of us that doesn't get touched by the world, that isn't involved in the thingness. Just the joy of being. Do you ever take time to just feel the life in your body? Just feel the fact that you're here, moving through the air and walking on the earth. I recommend it highly, because it's not just the gratitude to be here, but the aliveness that we feel, the beingness, I don't have another word for it, but being aware of being aware. See yourself in all your... Aren't you glad we're not taping this visually? We're just doing audio. But enjoy that part of you. You don't have to be serious all the time. I remember I told you about Tom Johnson, the 11th commandment is thou shalt lighten up. This is created in joy and love. And when you tell yourself, I'm sad, no, you're feeling sad. You are not sad. You're feeling like you can't do it. It's not true that you can't. It's your feeling that you don't know. There is that within you that knows. Acknowledge and be aware that that God is always active and active in you, in your life. When we experience things physically, a lot of times that's a clue. It's saying, hey, need attention here. Hey, stop doing that. That does this. Oh, okay. It's just feedback. Sometimes with our emotions too, it's feedback of who we were. You used to think, when I was a kid, there was a friend who told me that the nuts in windmill cookies were poison. Why did they make them? Why did they put them in there? But hey, that's my friend, she said it, it must be, so I'm picking the nuts out. Just because we believe it doesn't make it true. Just because we have people around us who believe it and reinforce that belief doesn't make it true. I think it was Gandhi who talked about if you're a majority of one, you're still a majority. You know what you know deep inside. And if you don't and you ask, you are always shown. So, don't bear false witness about yourself. You are God in action. You're the reason we have a planet full of these wonderful people. You are a blessing just by being. Namaste.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this exploration of the 9th commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. As we conclude our gathering on this November 19th, 2023, let the insights from Reverend Judith Taylor inspire you to live a life marked by truthfulness and sincerity. For further spiritual nourishment and resources, we invite you to visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. Engage with our community by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the Tyler, Texas area, please feel free to visit us at 14024 Highway, 155 South, for a warm and welcoming experience. Copyright 2023, Tyler Unity Center, all rights reserved. May the spirit of truth and integrity guide your every word and action, fostering trust and understanding in your community.